London, the Temple Garden. Enter Richard Plantagenet, the Earl of Warwick, and William de la Poole, Earl of Suffolk.
Gentlemen that study law, what means this silence? Dare no man answer in a case of truth?
Within the Temple Hall we were too loud. The garden here is more convenient.
Then say at once, if I maintained the truth, or else was wrangling Suffolk in the right.
Faith, I have been a truant in the law, and never yet could frame my will to it. Judge you, my Lord of Warwick, then, between us.
Between two hawks, which flies the higher pitch, between two blades, which bears the better temper, between two girls, which hath the merriest eye, I have perhaps some shallow spirit of judgment. But in these nice, sharp quiddits of the law, good faith, I am no wiser than a door.
Since you are tongue-tied, and so loath to speak, in dumb significance proclaim your thoughts. If you suppose that I have pleaded truth, from off this briar, pluck a white rose with me.
And if you be no coward nor no flatterer, but dare maintain the party of the truth, pluck a red rose from off this thorn with me.
I love no colours, and without all colour of base insinuating flattery, I pluck this white rose with Plantagenet.
Ah.
Prick not your finger as you pluck it off, lest bleeding you do paint the white rose red and fall on my side so, against your will.
And now, Suffolk, where's your argument in law?
Here in my scabbard, meditating, that shall dye your white rose in a bloody red.
Meantime, your cheeks do counterfeit my rose, for pale they look with fear, as witnessing the truth on my side.
No, Plantagenet, 'tis not for fear but anger that thy cheeks blush for pure shame to counterfeit my rose, and yet thy tongue will not confess thy error.
Now, by this maiden blossom in my hand, I scorn thee and thy fashion, peevish boy.
Turn not thy scorn this way, Plantagenet. I'll turn my part thereof into thy throat.
Away, good William de la Poole.
Ah, grace the yeoman.
How?
By conversing with him.
Now, by God's will, thou wrongst him, Suffolk. See, his grandfather was Lionel, Duke of Clarence, third son to the third Edward, King of England. Spring crestless yeoman from so deep a root.
He bears him on the place's privilege, or durst not for his craven heart say thus.
By him that made me, I'll maintain my words on any plot of ground in Christendom. Was not thy father, Richard, Earl of Cambridge, for treason executed in our late king's days, and by his treason stands not thou attainted?
My father was attached, not attainted, condemned to die for treason, but no traitor, and that I'll prove on better men than Suffolk. Look to it well, and say you are well warned.
Thou shalt find me ready for thee still, and know me by this colour for thy foe.
And by my soul, this pale and angry rose will I forever and my faction wear, until it wither with me to my grave, or flourish to the height of my degree.
Go forward and be choked with thy ambition. And so farewell until I meet thee next.
How am I braved? And must perforce endure it?
This blot that he objects against your house shall be wiped out in the next parliament, called for the truce of Winchester and Gloucester. And if thou be not then created York, I will not live to be accounted Warwick. Meantime, in signal of my love to thee, will I upon thy party wear this rose. And here I prophesy. This brawl today, grown to this faction in the Temple Garden, shall send between the red rose and the white 1,000 souls to death and deadly night.